Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Don't worry, Sam. I'll be all right.
Look, Meenery, it's a long way from town.
Oh, only 8 miles?
Try running it when you're in a hurry.
I'll be all right.
Sure, you'll be all right, but just for laughs, why don't you come into town? You can put up at a hotel and I won't have to worry all night.
Sam, I've lived in this house for 20 years.
True.
And nothing more interesting than a broken water pipe has ever happened.
But 8 miles from town in the dark, might as well be 50 miles.
No.
You had a husband and a couple of kids to fill the joint. I don't like it.
You're sweet.
Stubborn, too.
No.
So you don't care if I worry my head off all night?
It'll do you good. Oh, please, Sam, I'll be all right, honestly. And I've got the phone.
Oh, yes, you've got the phone. I suppose some guy who breaks in is going to be nice and sporty. He'll give you time to phone the police and then wait till they turn up. I don't think.
Nothing has ever happened in 20 years.
And is that a guarantee that nothing will happen tonight?
You're a good friend, Sam.
I'd like to keep being a good friend. I don't want to send flowers to you, too.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Good. I'll have a drink while you pack a bag.
No, Sam. I'm not leaving. I don't see why I should be driven out of the house I helped to build and live in for 20 years just because there's been some talk of a night prowler.
It's not just talk, Meena. This guy's poison.
I lock all the doors and bar all the windows and sleep with a shotgun by the bed. And I'll tell you what. If the people don't buy the place tomorrow, I'll get Mrs. Anders to stay with me. And if they do decide to take it, I'll move into town till we complete the deal.
But that's crazy. If you're willing to move tomorrow night, why not tonight?
I want to spend one last night in my own house on my own. Well, it's sentimental, I suppose. But that's what I want to do.
Your mind?
No.
Well, if you want me for anything, just ring.
Thanks, Sam.
That's what friends are for.
I guess so.
I've always thought that we were more than friends, Meena. When we were at school together, there was always you and me and Pete and... Well, Pete won out.
Maybe you were the lucky one.
Oh, no.
Things happen, Sam. That's a silly thing to say, I know, but...
I know what you mean. Things do happen.
Good night, Sam.
And don't forget, I'm only as far away as the phone.
It's good to have friends.
See you first thing. Lock everything, won't you?
Bolted and padlocked.
Bye.
Poor Sam. First time I ever thought about him as the worrying kind. Well, House, this is probably the last time we'll be together. With Pete gone, I don't suppose there's much reason for staring at memories. I hope the people who buy you look after you. Lock all the doors and lock all the windows. Keep the creatures of the night from entering our domain. Now make sure the furnace is working and the cat's outside. See that the fire can't burn us in our beds. And close and lock another window. Dear Sam. All right, Sam, I'm not dead or dying. I'm safe as a house. Yes, Sam.
Mrs. Gray?
Yes.
Mrs. Gray, who owns the house for sale?
Who is that speaking?
Cleaver Bowman.
Oh, Mr. Bowman, you gave me a start.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a late hour to phone, I know.
Oh, I just put it down to my own thoughts, not the phone call.
Are you alone, Mrs. Gray?
Why, yes. Why do you ask?
No reason.
What can I do for you, Mr. Bowman? Is it about our appointment tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing's wrong, I hope.
Nothing at all, at least not with the house or my intention to buy.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
I've had an urgent message from my agent in the city, Mrs. Gray. It means I'll have to leave here before morning.
Oh, dear, I am sorry.
It means I won't be able to keep my appointment with you.
Oh.
I know how much the sale of the house means to you, Mrs. Gray.
Do you?
Well, at least I'm aware that your financial troubles are... Anyway, I know what a disappointment this must be.
Well, it is, rather. But I dare say I'll weather it through.
I'm sorry that I can't possibly think of buying the house without further inspection, Mrs. Gray.
Oh, I realize that.
I do really want to buy a place in this area. Your house seems to fit the bill admirably.
Couldn't we put things off for a day or two?
I'm afraid it'd be for a month or two once I get to the city.
Oh. Well, that seems to be that, doesn't it? Thanks very much for calling me.
Mrs. Gray.
Yes?
There's a rather simple way out of all this.
I can't think of any possible way.
I could see the place now.
Now? But it's past midnight.
I realize that, of course, and it's up to you, but if you want to sell that house of yours, Mrs. Gray...
Oh, of course I do.
I have to see it now, or I'm afraid not at all. At least for several months.
I don't know.
You could find another prospect, I suppose, but I know that houses of that size are very hard to shift, especially this far from the city.
It's terribly late.
It's up to you, Mrs. Gray.
I don't really know.
You're not frightened, are you, Mrs. Gray?
Oh, no, of course not. It's merely the inconvenience of the time.
To gain one's end, one has to put up with quite a few inconveniences in this life.
Will you be bringing Mrs. Bowman?
There is no Mrs. Bowman. My wife died some 10 years ago.
You'll be on your own?
That's right.
Oh. Very well, Mr. Bowman. I'll expect you in half an hour.
In half an hour? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's really no trouble at all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Bowman. And now, Minna Gray, will you please explain to yourself why you're trembling like a leaf? A man rings with a perfectly straightforward request, which will make you money and take the house off your hands, and you very nearly tell him to go away. But don't behave like a stupid child. Don't behave like a stupid child. Mr. Bowman?
Mrs. Gray.
Oh, come in, will you?
Thank you.
Well, now, where would you like to start?
I'd like to start by taking off my overcoat. It's rather warm in here.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I'm a bad hostess. Would you like some coffee or something? I have some made.
Thank you.
Well, if you'll come through here. Yeah,
this is a beautiful house, Mrs. Gray. Must be very difficult to leave it.
It is. My husband and I built it ourselves. Oh, we didn't actually put up the bricks, but every penny we ever earned went into this place. Houses are like people. Sometimes they return affection. This house has had so much love that... I'm sorry.
Go on.
Sit down and I'll pour. A black?
Please.
You'll have to forgive me for the phone conversation, being on my own.
I understand.
And there's been a night prowler at work around here for the past couple of months. Makes you a little wary.
Of course.
The house has 5 bedrooms, 2 floors, an attic.
Let's finish the coffee first, then business.
What business are you in, Mr. Bowman?
I sell things.
Oh. Have you been in this district long?
A couple of months.
At the same time as... I hate to appear. You see, I'm really very tired. Would you mind if we had a look over the place now?
Well, not at all. You go ahead and show me. I'll be right behind.
And here's the study. It's quite large, and there's a desk and bookcases.
How far away is your nearest neighbor?
Nearest neighbor? About 4 miles, I suppose.
Not even shouting distance.
No.
Still, if you had any trouble, you could use the phone.
Phones can be cut.
Yes, they can.
And the windows are connected by a burglar alarm system.
Oh, how very clever.
I think you've seen all the house.
What about the cellar?
The cellar?
The house does have a cellar, doesn't it?
Why, yes, of course. The furnace and...
I'd like to see it.
But there's nothing there to...
I'd like to see it.
Oh, but I...
Please.
Yes, of course. It has two entrances. One from the kitchen and one from the outside. That's for coal and so forth. But there's really nothing down there that could possibly interest you. I'm sure. So, if you do insist.
I do.
Before we go down, would you mind if I made a phone call? I know it's late, but I've got to tell someone something. I won't be a moment.
What's wrong with the kitchen extension?
Yes, of course.
Anything wrong, Mrs. Gray?
The phone's dead. Hello? Hello?
A breakdown on the line. Was it terribly important?
Yes, it was, rather.
I'm afraid it'll have to wait.
Yes, I suppose so.
Could we continue the search? The cellar, Mrs. Gray?
Yes, of course.
After you.
I don't think the light works, but there's a torch on the shelf. Thank you.
These steps are a little steep, aren't they?
A little.
Nice, snug little cellar. No dampness?
None at all.
Cellars fascinate me, you know. Have done since I was a child. Used to spend all the time in our cellar, looking through all the old dusty treasures. Yeah, I used to dream myself into the most fabulous situation.
The furnace is very good, nearly new, and there's plenty of storage space.
When did your husband die, Mrs. Gray?
About 12 months ago.
I'm sorry. It's a shame that a woman of your beauty must spend her time alone.
I don't mind solitude.
Being alone can sometimes be very dangerous.
Do you mind if we go upstairs?
What's the matter?
Well, nothing.
You're trembling.
It's cold down here.
Oh, it's warm down here.
I want to go upstairs, Mr. Bowman.
Surely you're not frightened of me.
Please let me pass.
I can assure you there's nothing.
Let me pass.
Mrs. Gray, I don't
Take your hands off me. Let me go. Let me go.
Mina, where are you?
More visitors, Mrs. Gray.
Mina!
Better put the poor chap out of his misery.
It's all right, Sam. Coming.
Someone obviously concerned for your safety.
Obviously.
With no good reason, either.
In the kitchen, Sam.
Sorry to yell like that, but I was...
You were what?
Sam, this is Mr. Bowman.
Hi.
He's the buyer I was telling you about.
What's he doing?
I've been looking over the house. It's quite charming.
Couldn't you have picked a better time?
The time was picked for me. Circumstances, you know.
No, I don't know.
Please, Sam, let's go into the lounge and have a drink.
Good idea. What's that room through there?
Oh, it's a tiny apartment, actually. We built it for our son when he first married. Then they managed to get a house.
Let's have a look. Will you excuse me?
Yes, of course.
When I buy something, I like to know all about it.
Mina, are you crazy?
I don't think so.
Letting that guy in here. What's the matter with you?
Quiet, Sam. He might hear you.
I should worry. For all I know, he might be the prowler they've been having trouble with. You should have your head read, Mina. You really should.
Yes, Sam.
I'll stay here to see that he shoves off properly.
All right, Sam.
Talk about heart failure. When I saw that car pulled in and the lights went on, I said to myself...
That's a neat little apartment, isn't it?
Mina, I stay here till...
Yes, Sam.
I said it's a charming little...
Oh, why, yes, it is.
Funny time to be looking things over.
Very funny. Rather an odd time for your visit, too.
Mrs. Gray and I are old friends.
Quite.
What do you mean by that?
Your drink, Sam.
Thanks.
Mr. Bowman.
Thank you. Well, here's to a successful negotiation. I'm sure we'll be able to arrange the sale without any trouble now, Mrs. Gray.
I hope everything turns out well for you, Mr. Bowman.
Now, as for the price, would you mind if we discuss this in private, Mr.?
I'll sit here.
I'd prefer to.
Mr. Bowman, Sam is an old friend of mine. I don't see any harm in...
Well, he may be an old friend of yours, Mrs. Gray, but I hardly know the man. And I don't want the sale and price of the house to be town property by tomorrow.
That does it.
Would you mind waiting in the study, please?
Yes, I would mind.
Sam!
Okay, if that's the way you want it.
Thank you.
Just arranging things in the middle of the night isn't the way I like to do business.
I hope I wasn't too rude.
It's your affair, Mr. Bowman.
Right, now, let's discuss price.
Sam, will you stop worrying about me?
I didn't like him. What a thing to do. Come all the way out here in the early hours of the morning. How do you know he's the right man anyway?
He's going to buy the house.
Have you seen the color of his money?
He'll have a check sent from the city.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Go home, Sam.
I want you to come back with me. We'll arrange a room at the hotel and you'll stay there.
Sam, I'm just as foolish as you are. Now go home. Poor man must have wondered what was the matter with me. The way I behaved, you'd think he was...
The way you behaved. It's the way he behaved that worries me. I don't like him. And another thing...
Good night, Sam.
I'm not going to let you...
I can't stand here all night arguing. Please go home.
All right. But I'm telling you that I don't like
it. I know, Sam. You've told me before. Good night, Sam. Please, I'm very tired.
Lock the place up and don't open the door to anyone, you hear?
I hear. Who is it? Oh. Sam and his warnings have given me the jitters. You're a fool, Minna Gray. Go back to sleep. Who is it? There's someone out there. Why don't you speak? I'm coming out, and I've got a gun. I'll shoot it. No one. Dreaming. No, I'm not dreaming. I should have gone with Sam. I know you're in the house, and I have a gun. If you leave quietly, I won't call the police. Can you hear me? I know you're somewhere in the house. Where are you? Well, there's only one way to find out, my girl. You go downstairs and you search the place. Go on. Walk downstairs. You've got a loaded gun. No one can possibly hurt you. You just point the gun, point it at me, and you pull the trigger. Now what do you do? Who is it?
It's me, Sam. Sorry if I frightened you.
I thought it was... Well, I don't know what I thought.
I heard you yell out.
Why didn't you answer me?
Because I thought I saw someone moving around outside. I wanted to be sure. Sorry.
Oh, I nearly died of fright.
You have to point that gun at me.
Oh, dear. I could have shot you.
I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, so am I. What are you doing here, Sam?
I'm worried. I thought that character might come back.
Well, I told you I'd be all right.
What's funny?
Oh, this gun.
It isn't loaded.
You'd have been in a great pickle, wouldn't you?
I suppose so. I don't think I'll be able to go back to sleep now. This house hasn't seen so much drama in a long time.
It's a pity you've got to sell it, Mina. Why don't you cancel the sale?
No, Sam. I can't do that. It's sold and that's that.
Pity. It's a nice house. I was always jealous of you and Pete and the thing you got out of this place.
Jealous?
Yeah.
Sam, I know this is becoming a bore all round, but would you please not worry me? I was sound asleep, as happy as could be, and you have to frighten the life out of me. Oh, now, don't get that hangdog look about you. Go home and worry about yourself for change.
I'd rather worry about you. Mina, I didn't like the look of that Bowman guy. I don't know why, I just didn't like the look of him, that's all.
Now, go home.
Especially with the phone being off, you never know what could happen.
How did you know about the phone, Sam?
You told me.
No, I didn't.
You must have.
Not a word about it, Sam. Not one word.
What? Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Like I don't know what.
Not you, Sam. Anyone else, but not you.
You must have told me about the phone. It was Bowman did it.
He was in the room when the phone was cut.
He could have done it before he arrived, couldn't he?
But the fact is, Sam, that I didn't tell you anything about it. Get out now, Sam. Go on.
Make me.
I've still got the gun and I'll use it.
What'll you use for bullets? All right, Mina, it was me. I cut the wire. I wanted to come out here and talk to you, that's all. I didn't want any disturbance. Wanted to try and talk you out of selling the place. I didn't want you to go away. I wanted to make sure you didn't go away. I'm in love with you, Mina. I always have been.
The house is sold, and I'm leaving as soon as possible. Tomorrow.
No. I waited 20 years for Pete to die.
Sam.
Because I knew you should have married me. I'm not letting 20 years go by the board. 20 years of being married to someone else. Hateful, horrible years.
Get away from me, Sam. Get away.
Mina, I'm serious about this. You'll either marry me, you'll not see the daylight. You hear me, Mina?
No, Sam. Please, no. No.
The lady said no.
You, get away. Go on, get away.
Mr. Bowman.
There are several policemen waiting outside, Sam.
What are you talking about?
You worried me, Sam. When I got back to the village, I hunted up the local law.
Did you know?
And when the local law heard my story, they nodded wisely at each other and came along with me. They've been worried about you for quite a while, Sam.
No. Sam wouldn't.
Sam did. He's the night prowler. Sam isn't very well. They're waiting outside, Sam.
It isn't true, Mina. It isn't...
Outside, come on.
It's not true. It's not true.
You might brew some coffee, Mrs. Gray. I think we'll need some.
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.